morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock in the morning on the 24th of September, 2018. And if you're going to start the work the week out, you might as well start out late. Okay, this is a readings from the Daily Light, a compilation of scriptures from the King James Version, Authorized King James Version of the Bible. It's good for me to draw near to God. Lord, I love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy honor dwelleth. A day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. Good morning, Dwayne Rimley. Welcome aboard. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Well, I just read from Psalm 73, Psalm 26, Psalm 84, Psalm 65, Lamentations 3, Isaiah 30, and Hebrews 10. Well, there is nothing like being in the presence of God and realizing that he is he's in control of all things, and he has the world in his hands. We are not in control. He is. We do not control our own destiny. Okay? I like to show this airplane, you know, up there in this storm. This pilot is not going to determine whether he gets to the ground safely. God is going to be in charge of that matter. God is in charge of our lives. And he truly does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting. You know, there is a phrase used, and I like to use it also, that is called the golden chain of salvation. The golden chain of salvation. Remember when we were children coming up and we made these little chains out of construction paper? We'd make little circles and then we'd connect another circle to the circle and another circle to that circle. Well, this is the idea of the golden chain of salvation found in Romans 8, 29 through 36. For whom he did foreknow, first chain, he also did predestinate, second chain. And those whom he did predestinate, he also called, third chain. And those he called, he also justified, fourth chain. And those he justified, he also glorified, fifth chain. So our foreknowledge, our predestination, our calling, our justification, and our glorification are all the golden chain of salvation. He did it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Good morning, Moses Bayenza. Welcome aboard. Sin had left a crimson stain. He worshipped white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, he died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. Well, in the Revelation, there is a quite the theme of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. The book of Revelation is just that. Good morning, Peter David Van Vingerbrick. Good morning. But the book of Revelation is just that, the revelation of Jesus Christ to his people. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. Boy, it may seem like a long time. It may not seem like shortly to us. But as one day is 1,000 years to God, and 1,000 years is one day. God is not in time. He is in eternity. So he measures things a little differently than we do. Anyway, the book of Revelation is the theme is the exaltation of Jesus Christ. The exaltation of Jesus Christ as to who he is. There's lots of warnings given in the book of Revelation. But the central theme of Revelation is who he is. That he is the one that's worthy to be praised, lauded, and honored. And the four beasts, and each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him, they sit on the throne who liveth forever and ever. The 24 elders fall down before him that sit on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw an angel, strong angel, proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look upon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Welcome aboard, Pedro Calabandico. The root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb that had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. Welcome aboard, Doug Kelly. You have a good morning this morning. And we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Well, This is the theme of Revelation. A big part of the theme is to worship and honor and give praise, glory of God. Welcome aboard, Lee Rogers. Hope you have a good week this week. And all the angels sit around about the throne, and all the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. Glory be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Good morning, Dave Vandeven. Glad to have you with us this morning. Hope you have a good week this week. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. Well, this is the theme of Revelation, is the giving honor and glory. Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And righteousness he doth judge and make war. He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. His name is called the Word of God. Well, and he has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water life free. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Well, those passages I just read were in Revelation 4, 5, 7, 12, 14, 15, 19, and 21. So let us this morning realize that God is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is victorious over sin and death and the devil, and has given unto us eternal life, and that life is in his Son. And he loves his elect from everlasting to everlasting. May the good Lord be with you today. Welcome aboard to Apron Starker and all those others that have joined us this morning. God bless.